Winning.
Articulate.
Lovely.
Punctual.
Intelligent.
Compassionate.
Witty.
Flavorful.
Amorous.
Shiny.
Luscious.
Masterful.
Quirky.
Positive.
Simplistic.
Organic.
But above all else, we are
original.
Do you want to build a snowman?
No.
Ride a bike.
What I meant when I said, are you ready, was not
for you to
continue to sing your songs.
Do you? I'm singing that Frozen Girl movie.
You're close to on the right track, though, for what we're trying to do today.
Okay, what are we doing today? Are we singing? Do you want to build a snowman?
First of all, we're introducing ourselves, Colin, because that's how making friends works. And we're here to make some friends today.
Because we're very lonely.
We need followers, to be honest. We got like 4 people that regularly listen to our show, and they're all not in it. They're not our friends and family that we invited. Like, they're just random Russian people.
Well, you know,
we got 4 Russians that are really hot on our shit. But other than that, we don't have a fan base.
I want to make a joke about Russians hacking something, but I'm not going to, because I just want to say
I'm
David Hardiman.
I'm David Hardiman.
That's... And this is Titleist.
Okay, what we're doing today, as you know, is Hollywood's not as original as they used to be.
Nope.
We try and make more original things than Hollywood does. That's kind of our thing.
It's our thing.
That's our original idea, was to come up with original ideas. Now,
basically, Colin, we're like Osmo from South Park.
Colin, Beauty and the Beast came out.
Yes, it did.
This weekend. From what I understand,
it made $1 billion.
It did rather well. How much money did Beauty and the Beast make? See, I'm not the only one who cares.
Yep. It made seven monies.
170 million monies.
Yep.
That's great. So yeah, that's good for Beauty and the Beast. Speaking of which, our movie.
Bam.
Robin Sevenfold. I forget what the title of the movie was.
Yep.
Because honestly, I didn't see a lot of advertisements that out there for it.
Colin, can you explain why? The marketing department. Mm-hmm. I came in there and I said, all right, the way I want to advertise this movie is I just want it to be Jason Schwartzman getting his butt kicked for an hour or for a minute and a half, and that's the only trailer I'll sign off on.
Okay.
And as executive producer,
they what got about the posters? See,
the posters would just be Jason Schwartzman getting hit also.
From what I understand, it was pictures of Jason Schwartzman getting hit on a poster.
Yes.
And then it said the release date. But you tied all of the posters to actual Robins?
Yeah, like the bird, like Rockin' Robins.
So, like...
I had to grab a Robin and spray paint the poster onto
right.
it. Right. And
so,
a lot of them died.
PETA came after us.
Yeah.
About that. And we pretty much lost all of the little bit of money we did make on that movie when we got sued by the People Who Care About Animals Foundation.
Yep.
So that sucked. So we're back at it. We're back at it again to make a new movie. And in the theme of Beauty and the Beast, we're going to be adapting a Disney movie into a live action movie. Mm-hmm. But
we have to pick one that's never been done before.
We have to pick one that's never been done
before. So we're doing The Jungle Book.
The Jungle Book has been done.
All right, we're doing Cinderella.
It's been done.
Alright, Little Mermaid.
It has not been done.
But isn't it coming out?
Because
I'm pretty sure...
No, hasn't even been casted yet.
They didn't cast me as the fish in Little Mermaid.
We could have. I mean, you got the same sort of shitty hairdo and chubbiness that flounder does. Flounder is so useless. Like, throughout, he's just getting stuck in things. Like, that's his superpower. Ariel's superpower, being hot, beautiful voice. The crab's superpower, being Jamaican man. And also, a beautiful singing voice. What is his thing? Being fat and getting stuck in things.
But isn't that what it's like to live with me? Because remember when I got my head stuck in the washing machine the other day?
I do remember how you got your head stuck in the washing machine.
Twice.
So I guess if we were to do a Little Mermaid movie, you can definitely be in that one. No. But what I want to do is I want to do a different movie that is not the Little Mermaid. Okay. Because you are right in thinking that it is currently, they're going to be making that movie.
Okay.
So I kind of want to do one they haven't 100% said they're going to do yet. Alice in Wonderland has been done.
Okay, Tarzan.
I don't want to do Tarzan. Because it's been done, I think. Just maybe it's not been done by Disney, but it has in fact been done. Pocahontas.
Ooh, okay, let's
do
it. We could
do that. Oh, no, we can't. Because Avatar.
Oh. Yeah,
which it is Pocahontas.
Avatar jab, number one.
The Black Cauldron. Did you ever see that?
I did not. But I feel like in this racially divided country, we shouldn't do something like that.
Maybe. It was a good movie. Very scary. Mulan is being casted. Aladdin. We could do Aladdin.
All right, but we gotta check to make sure they're not actually making an Aladdin within the next couple years.
They're not. They're not. They're working on Dumbo first for whatever reason.
They're making a Dumbo movie?
Yeah.
Why didn't I get to audition for Dumbo?
Because you're such a Dumbo! But seriously, Aladdin. Great movie. We've both seen it, right?
Yeah.
We've both seen the Aladdin movie. Here's the situation.
Oh,
we can't come
someone
up...
Someone didn't silence their phone.
We can't come up with the classic sort of just dumb stuff we usually do.
Okay.
Because Disney will not give us the rights to their animated feature making a live action a version of it. And they won't give us money. Because my goal is not to make this movie and do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But just to come up with... the casting,
and then we get paid.
And then we get paid money by Disney. Yes, yeah. That's my idea.
We're doing this hard part for them.
Yeah, we're doing the hard part for them. So Aladdin has a couple of characters in it.
Yep.
I'm gonna go ahead and bring up
the IMDb,
the Aladdin's page.
Yeah, I said IMDb because David forgot how to spell IMDb.
Well,
which it's really hard because it's only in the name.
Well, that's not true. Aladdin.
Okay.
Starring...
Scott Walker.
Scott Weinger.
Close enough.
As Aladdin.
Linda Larkin. That name sounds fake. I don't believe her.
Linda Larkin plays a lot of things.
You know what? Don't project your insecurities onto Miss Larkin.
Nope.
She only...
she doesn't. She's just done... Princess Jasmine in a bunch of things.
Yeah, and then one movie called Joshua.
Jonathan Freeman, is he related to...
He is the daughter of Martin Freeman.
Oh. Okay, anyways.
Ooh, additional voices. Can I play that part?
No.
Okay.
Scott Weinger plays Aladdin. I don't know who that is. I don't know what he's got going on in his life. I can't imagine it's much. So we have to recast Aladdin. Now, do you remember what Aladdin looks like?
Yeah.
He's sort of like a, you know, a white guy, pretty much.
Okay, but are we going to stick with him being whitey, or are we going to, you know, do this the correct way?
What do you mean, the correct way, Colin?
I mean, you know, because it takes place in the Middle East, you know, certain people...
Who's to say we don't change where this movie takes place?
That's a good
so
point.
That we don't have
Let's
to
put
cast
it in Detroit.
The correct actors.
Let's do
we'll
it.
Do this Dragon Ball Z style.
We can do it in Detroit and cross it with RoboCop.
No, that's dumb. But we do have to find Middle Eastern actors of some sort.
Cal Penn.
Nope, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, we're going straight Bollywood.
I'm talking about going to Bollywood IMDb.
There's a Bollywood IMDb? Ooh. Actually, I have a really good... Type in Pride and Prejudice, because that's a Bollywood musical
no based thanks. On
Pride and Prejudice. No, because it's a Bollywood movie, and the guy in that would make a really good Aladdin.
I know thanks. Now, let's look... What we're going to do here to find our star
okay.
is we're going to look at the front, at the posters for the top 100 movies in India.
Okay.
And we're going to pick the dude that looks most like the character we're looking for. And the great thing about this is that they only put men on the posters. So it'll be really easy to find a dude.
Oh, I found a girl. We can't make that movie.
Easy to find a girl. So here we go. 50 Days, Chevet. Ajay Devan.
Oh, he's a little older, though.
Hmm. True. Yeah, he's a little too old, unfortunately. Now, if you're listening out there, I expect you to be following along on IMDb, because we don't know these people any better than you do.
IMDb list / LS07094150.
Mohenjo-Daro.
Ooh, okay, click on that. In 2016 BC. Ooh.
A kind farmer leads an uprising in the city of Mohenjo-Daro.
Ooh, that looks good. Ooh,
that actually looks
like I kind of want to watch this movie, yeah.
But it's starring Hrithik Roshan. Wow, that is a handsome man.
Yeah, I like it.
That is a handsome Indian man, and I like him for Aladdin.
All right.
He's already played in some movies.
He has 31 credits. Oh, he was in Don too. Is he Don? Don is like this big in Bollywood action thingy.
I guess so.
Oh no, I mean, I know it is, because like I took a class on Bollywood, or not Bollywood cinema, South Asian diasporic cinema, and it, you know, crossed over a lot with Bollywood stuff.
Very cool.
Oh, but Priyanka that guy.
Priyanka Chopra.
Well, actually, yeah, Shah Rukh Khan is actually one of the most popular actors. Click on. You know, we gotta get him in this.
We do, but what
he would be a good
role would he play?
He would be Jafar.
Aw.
Look how evil he looks.
True.
He could be so evil.
Hmm. Shah Rukh Khan.
Shah Rukh Khan.
Wow, like we're really casting this thing. Priyanka Chopra as Jasmine, obviously. And honestly, if like not as a joke though, if Disney casts the movie, would she not be a perfect...
She would be a fantastic Jasmine. I mean,
she's like our connection between Bollywood and Hollywood, because she's in Quantico. She stars in Quantico.
Yeah, she's beautiful too.
And she's in a lot of... I guess she's gonna be in Baywatch.
Yeah, she's the bay they watch.
There's the bridge. Wow, we really cast a movie.
We did it correctly. This is
weird. Wow. Is this how easy it is?
Yeah. They just go on IMDb. The casting directors just go on IMDb and they're just like, fuck it, this guy looks...
Like, and just, like, you can... If you've seen a Disney movie, and we're gonna... I'm gonna post links to these people's pages along with the show links on our Facebook fan page. So you can take a look at this. But really, like... It would work very well.
So, are we going to do Iago next? Because we already have the main cast.
Iago is the bird.
Yes. Now, correct? So, are we going to do like a CGI bird? Are we going to get a real bird? How are we doing this?
We are going to do a CGI bird.
All right.
CGI birds are awesome. Now, we've already found our main cast, which is awesome.
Yeah.
That works. It's perfect. It's... You know, we're not whitewashing, but unfortunately, because we're not whitewashing, and it is actually perfect for the movie, it wasn't very funny.
True. All right, so let's add some jokes. Okay.
Let's add some jokes. Okay, in there.
Iago, Morgan Freeman.
Bam, Morgan Freeman. Joke. Now,
Because Iago's annoying and Morgan Freeman's not.
Let me see. I want to see. How do you spell Iago?
It's O.
From Aladdin.
Or it's an I. Never mind.
Iago from Aladdin.
Yep. Well, it's based off the Othello character, but anyways.
Let's see.
Oh, there's a big surprise. That's an incredible. I think I'm going to have a heart attack and die from that surprise.
The viewers may not enjoy this, but that was kind of funny.
And let's see what Morgan Freeman sounds like.
How are we going to get rid of racism and stop talking about it?
That's what Morgan Freeman sounds like.
Yes.
That's
Morgan Freeman talking about racism. That doesn't
quite match up.
So we go, okay, who else is annoying that could be Iago? Maybe Andy Dick? He's annoying. He's in a lot of movies for some reason. He's in that movie with Dane Cook, who's also annoying.
I'm not sure if that's going to work. But I want... See, I do want... I do want Iago to be cast as someone here in America, but that will pull in... that will pull in American audiences, okay, too, who don't know these people.
What about Jack Black?
Jack Black.
Jack Black can probably be annoying. I mean, he can be. He's moderately famous, and people see him as, like, a comedic guy. So maybe, you know, put Jack Black up there. And we also still have a genie to cast, too. Maybe Jack Black would be a better genie. I'm not sure.
Jack Black as the genie? See, I want to get to the genie last. All
right, because that's going to be the fun one.
But I want to do Iago.
Oh, there's a big surprise. That's an incredible... I think I'm going to have a heart attack and die from that surprise.
Iago.
Or we could just keep it Gilbert Godfrey.
Gilbert Godfrey. Let's look to see what Gilbert Godfrey is doing. Gilbert.
He was the Aflac duck.
Godfrey.
And he got eaten in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
What?
In the movie What's Eating Gilbert Grape, that was about someone eating him. Like Johnny Depp's a cannibal or something?
Nah, that's not what that's about. Nope.
I think you're wrong.
No, that's not what that's about. But yeah, I guess Gilbert Godfrey could just come back and do the voice. He is alive.
Are you sure we don't want to go with like a Jack Black or something? Just to
Jack
add...
Black's not funny though.
But he Jack Black can be annoying.
Iago's whole thing is his voice. Otherwise, he's just a bird.
But Jack Black can produce silly voices. Have you not heard Tenacious D?
Yeah, it's Jack Black. He's playing as Jack Black. Right. Who else does like funny voices though? Like there are other people. I just nothing.
Louis C.K. He could be like a depressed version of Iago. He's like Louis C.K. is like, I'm so fat. I'm a fat bird.
I guess he could.
Children
do that.
Are stupid.
Now I'm blowing a demon in hell and it's horrible.
Huh. I don't know if Disney's gonna allow that joke.
Or Dave Chappelle.
Let's see. Dave Chappelle. Let's look up what Dave Chappelle sounds like. Honestly, though?
That's actually not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Let's see what Dave Chappelle stands.
I like how we're clicking on all like the not safe for work specials he has.
That's the ingredient, sugar, water, and of course, purple.
He's already making that audience laugh. That's how we pull in the fucking African-American audience. I'm not a racist. Don't call me a racist. So we've got Iago.
This is
Dave
the
Chappelle.
Third podcast in a row where you've said, I'm not a racist. Please don't call me a racist.
No, last time it was sexist.
Oh, so. True. You got a lot of is, David. But so we're doing Dave Chappelle for Iago, though?
Dave Chappelle as Iago.
What?
He is sort of like a weird... He is sort of like a, you know, an interesting voice.
Yeah.
Have you heard
Dave Chappelle? I think he could... He would nasal it up a little bit. He could,
yeah, I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
Now, Genie.
Well, we gotta cast this, the king, the, like, fat, lazy king.
What? No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
We could get someone walk off the street to play, because he has, like, two lines. Jasmine, you have to get married. or some shit like that. I don't know.
Well, we could have fun with him.
I don't care about him.
Okay, but I would cast.
I guess we can have fun with him.
I would cast.
Who's
okay.
he? Who's gonna? What good goofs do you have about the king? Huh?
I think okay.
Lay him on the table, name. Colin.
Type in Boondock Saints 2. I'm trying to remember this actor's name.
Boondock
Saints 2.
Saints 2. All Saints Day.
Yes. Okay. Scroll to the cast list.
It Norman.
Oh yeah. Billy Connolly as the king.
Billy Connolly.
Because he's so great.
Because he's Irish.
Yeah.
And the only thing you remembered Billy Connolly from was from Boondock Saints.
Well, 2, it was All that in a
he's
series
in of Boondock Saints 1. You know that, right?
Yes. And also, I knew he was in a series of Fortunate Events, and I knew he was in The Hobbit, but I figured Boondock Saints was a bit more funny.
Yeah, but you went with Boondock Saints 2.
All Saints Day. So let's do him as the king. I want him to act more. He needs to be more stuff. He's
well,
great.
Well, he's I think he's like retired. He hasn't been in shit since fucking Brave.
He was in Wild Oats in 2016.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
Neither have I, but that's not the point. The point is, we'll get him.
Billy Connolly. Let's make sure he's got the voice for that.
It's best joke ever takes 21 minutes to tell.
But to respond, like her, and she behaves like herself, you know. There's no sort of waving of arms. And
see, Jasmine, you've got to get married. It's just some Asian girl. Some Jasmine's an Indian girl.
I don't know if he fits in the whole.
It'd be perfect. It'd be so perfect. And it would be a comment on colonialism too, because like some random white guy's the king.
Okay. Nah, I don't see. Now I'm looking up Jasmine's dad from Aladdin, and I just don't see. He's the Sultan.
See, he sounds weird.
Well. Yeah, I guess.
Bam!
Confound it, Laza! Yeah. That's how it'd be, though.
No one would understand what he's saying.
It'd be silly, I guess. And, like, it'd be hard to understand. Yep. Jasmine, we need to find your husband.
And then she's all literally starts to be fantastic.
Okay, Billy Connolly as the Sultan for that. Now, again, where I wanted to go and what this whole show has really, really been about is the genie.
Yeah.
How do you outcast
the genie?
That dead guy.
What, Robin Williams?
Yes.
And I cry when he died because I love him. So here's my thoughts on how we should do the genie.
Okay.
No one is going to be better than Robin Williams at that kind of zany style of the genie. So I feel like we could kind of take it maybe in a slightly different way. So a person I've seen thrown out there on the interweb nets would be Terry Crews as a genie.
Where the fuck did you see that?
The internet. I see a lot of things on the internet. But Terry Crews, you know, he has a lot of charisma. He has a lot of razzmatazz. But he is kind of a... I don't know, he's silly in a different way than Robin Williams. So it's like he would have his own interpretation of the genie, if that makes sense. Why are you watching Iago the Flamingo when we're trying to cast the genie?
Because I tuned out as soon as you said Terry Crews, because that just doesn't work.
Why doesn't it work?
Terry Crews can't play the genie. Is it just because he's big and muscular and so is the genie?
It's because he's vibrant, he's full of energy. He sings that song, Making My Way Downtown, Walking Fast, in that movie White Chicks.
That's true.
And his muscles
move. Because I wanted to say Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who is even more charismatic. But because in Moana, if you've ever watched that,
which I haven't,
he can't sing very well.
Oh. Yeah, he doesn't look like he's a good singer. So, Terry Crews is a good singer, actually, though.
Let's see how Terry Crews singing. Terry Crews singing.
Or maybe it's just him lip syncing.
So let's see how Terry Crews sings.
This new Allspice shaver is so amazing, it'll shave off every
hair. Well, I didn't have a 43 shirt, so I'd have 1,000 tails.
I'm a hair. You're about to get shaved.
doesn't really have the singing chops we're looking for, unfortunately. Let's
Paul
see.
Giamatti.
No, we already cast him. He's currently working on the sequel to Pac-Man the movie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Because he sings in Rock of Ages. He's not very good at it, though.
Who else can sing? Can Jim Carrey sing?
Let's find out.
Jim Carrey.
Just sing.
Let's see if he can sing. Here he is in Living Color.
This kind of thing happens every show. Yo, I gotta learn how to tie a bow.
What do you mean?
Robert Van Winkle.
Where did you change?
Nothing rhymes with twinkle. I'm white and I'm capitalizing on a trend that's currently rising. Mix it with Curly and Larry and Mo. Hey, yo!
Okay, I like it. I like it.
I do like it.
Oh, and just to let you know, listeners, we did watch the White White Baby Vanilla Ice parody from In Living Color starring Jim Carrey.
That's true. Now, do you think he could pull this off, though?
Make way, here he comes, ring, he'll bang the drum.
You're gonna love this guy. Okay, we can't have it play for that long, because we will get...
We will get sued by Disney... and they won't let us make their movie anymore. So, Jim Carrey is a genie. I've got it.
Okay.
We sign on Terry Crews.
Okay.
And we tell Jim Carrey that we're doing the movie, but we tell him he's gonna be the genie, but we don't ever bring him in for that motion capture, because we motion capture Terry Crews
and we use
Jim Carrey's voice acting.
I like that. It's a good idea.
So that we've got a big genie that moves around, looks real charismatic, and just acts and talks the way a genie should. See, no one man
can have
all that Robin Williams power.
Yeah.
So we have to have two men play the genie. Yeah.
And it still won't be as good.
Come but sort of close.
It'll be all right.
And I think that'll do that movie.
We did
now,
it.
Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
If we put this out on the web, people are going to leak it, and there's going to be stories about it, and blah, blah, blah,
yes.
blah, 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 blah. So what we need to do...
Is only release it on VHS.
Nope. All what we need to do is come up with a code name for... Because we don't want to call it Aladdin. We want to bring this project to Disney, tell them about it, so if they shut us down, we can make it anyways.
Okay.
So we have to give this movie a secondary title.
Black Snake Mode.
No. No. How about we call it... The Lamp Who Loved Me. Let's call it
Wait, who's playing the lamp? Can I play the lamp?
No. Shut down. We got to think about this.
Velociraptor's claws.
No, because this is sort of like Blue Harvest for Star Wars. Like, they didn't want people to know they were
making Star Wars. Yeah, and that's why we call it Velociraptor Claws.
Velociraptor Claws.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, is it's also got to be the title of this podcast. So if we put Velociraptor Claws, and we have a whole bunch of paleontologists listening to our podcast and being like, what the shit is this? These guys are just dream casting movies. And, so, yeah, I think that works. Velociraptor.
Velociraptor.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're calling it. Velociraptor. As Velociraptor, starring Priyanka Chopra, Hrithik Roshan, and Shah Rukh Khan. as well as Billy Connolly, Jim Carrey, and Terry Crews.
And Dave Chappelle as Iago.
And Dave Chappelle.
I actually kind of want to see this movie. I think it would be interesting.
I think it's an interesting cast. I don't think it's going to be a very good movie. But, you know, obviously that's not how we're going to go about this when we pitch this to Disney. So we're going to have this episode drop in a few days. We got to go take what we've done so far to Disney, see if they give us that sweet, sweet paper. We'll get to meet Lin-Manuel Miranda, and he can write the soundtrack to our movie.
And when he's done with Mary Poppins.
Is he doing Mary Poppins?
He's the chimney sweep.
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Huh.
Wait, no, he's not. Is the chimney sweep, or he's the one-man band guy? He's like the main love interest to him.
Well, that's the same guy.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yeah, so yeah.
Wow, didn't hear about that. Well, now we know. Well, this has been Titleless. I've been Colin Connors, apparently. And you can check us out anywhere that you listen to podcasts, except for some of them, because we don't have all of them yet.
We'll get there, though.
And also check us out on Facebook, especially for this episode. We're trying to keep our ideas topical, but because we both work full-time jobs and we both work out all the time. You know, Colin has like two other shows he has to do. So we don't always have time to come up with the best jokes or the best...
I think our stuff's fantastic, David. Don't sell us short.
Or the best ideas, we sort of want to outsource our ideas.
That's true. If someone else will do the work for us, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, if someone else could come up with an idea for a show, we will do it. Yeah, absolutely. Because if we have one person that tells other people about our show, that would be one more person than we have now.
Exactly. And
that would boost our numbers by maybe even two whole people. Ooh. But yeah, thanks for checking us out. Check us out next week. I'm sure we'll be dropping another episode. Do we know what we're going to be doing?
We will be talking about disco movies.
Let's do toys. Movies based on 90s toys.
Okay.
Because the Power Rangers movie is coming out.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll do that. And we'll check you out next week. That's our little sneak peek. I'm David Hardiman.
I'm David Hardiman.
Stay original.